You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Fifi Peters is leading the conversation all across South Africa right now. Stay tuned to SAFM.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the SAFM Market Update with myself, Fifi Peters, brought to you, of course, by MoneyWeb. A super strong day we saw on the markets today, with the JSC bolstered by a strong showing in our mining stocks and also tech giants Naspers and Process. And if that wasn't good news enough, the Rand was even a lot stronger in the session, strengthening sharply against the major currencies. But we'll review the trading session and what moved your money in just a moment. We did have another very important government briefing on the relief measures that will be given to households and businesses in the wake of the recent riots. So we'll bring you what the Minister of Economic Development, Minister Ibrahim Patel, had to say a little earlier. And the president has called on big business to do a lot more to help support the economy. And FNB has heeded to that call. We will speak with the CEO of the bank, Mr. Jacques Cilliers, about what FNB is doing to help its customers through difficult times still. You can follow the conversation, engage with us, contribute, whatever you feel like doing on Twitter. The hashtag is SAFM Market Update. Tweet us at MoneyWeb News. Tweet me at Fifi Peters.
The Market Update, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 7 p.m.
As I said, a super strong day for the JSE today. In fact, just shy of its previous record, or actually hitting its record. Here to give us the detail of today's session is Mr. John Kahns, the client strategist at RMB. John, thanks so much for your time. The JSE is back, it would seem. What drove all the buying in today's session?
Yeah, everything's back. We had the Fed last night. If you remember, 6 weeks ago, we had a very hawkish Fed that put a lot of markets under pressure, the Rand coming under pressure consistently in the past 6 weeks. Then Fed last night, a lot of people were worried that they could be hawkish again, but they didn't follow through on the hawkish tone from June. And what we've had, as you've suggested, is a massive rally in all types of assets. I don't follow the JSE very closely, but as you say, JSE record highs. The Rand gained almost 3% this week. Commodity prices are higher, obviously, going into those commodity shares that you're talking about. Just globally, everything is rallying and rallying very aggressively.
On the Fed, let's talk about this hawkish stance, or this position, it would seem, not to be in a rush to raise interest rates anytime soon or withdraw the financial stimulus that we've seen in the market. Why the change of tone, do you think?
I don't think it was really a change of tone. What happened in June was that the Fed's forecast of future rate hikes, the so-called dot plots, was increased quite significantly. That brought their forecast of when they're going to hike rates forward into 2023. This meeting, they didn't release new forecasts, so it was more about the tone of the statement. They did change some language around the state of the economy. So they said the economy is making progress, in other words, alluding to a return to a normal state of economic affairs, which would lead to higher rates. But they weren't all that aggressive in talking about tapering, so reducing their bond purchase program. So I think the market came into this meeting very worried that the Fed would be more hawkish. In fact, they were pretty much just average, didn't really change all that much. So the lack of anything really was taken as a good signal by the market.
And a good signal that benefited the Rand. I mean, investors could have gone anywhere, especially given the recent events in South Africa that perhaps haven't done the best in inspiring confidence, but they chose us still. So why was the Rand in particular in such favor in today's session, John?
So we've seen two trends. We've seen a return of exporters to selling their dollars. And on that front, remember, tomorrow we get the trade account data for South Africa, which is likely to show that exports still continue to massively dominate imports. And as the rand was weakening over the past 6 weeks, exporters were rightly waiting on the sides, waiting for weaker levels. But this week, we've seen them coming in more aggressively, looking to sell their dollars. That's the miners in particular. We've also seen foreigners returning into our bond market. So it's been quite an interesting pattern here, because the day where the unrest really flared up there was that Monday 2 weeks ago, perhaps it was 3 weeks ago. So see, maybe you remember. Anyway, you remember that Monday.
Yeah.
Our markets came under significant pressure. And what foreigners did was they used that opportunity to buy aggressively into bonds. But then when bonds started to recover, foreigners to be taking profits on their position. But now in the past few days, they've been aggressively back in the market. So you just think about that. Exporters selling dollars, not that many importers around, and foreigners wanting to buy rand. It's been a very good good period for the rand. We can also say it another way. If we go back 6 weeks, dollar rand was trading down at 13.40.
Sure.
We got hit by Fed. We got hit by the unrest. We got hit by a dovish sob. But the unrest has stopped, and now the Fed no longer looks as hawkish as it did 6 weeks ago. When I was writing up my morning note this morning, I was speculating, is this potentially now a period that we're going to see multi-day, multi-week rand recoveries? Obviously, it started nicely, but it's way too early to say that that's coming to pass. But I would say it's quite possible dollar rand could come under that 14 level once again, based on today's trends at least.
Music to my ears, because things are opening up. We're getting vaccinated, and pretty soon we'll be able to travel. So I want a stronger rand. I really want a stronger rand. So in what time period do you think 14 could be a realistic level for us?
A week or two, possibly. Remember, rands are very volatile. So we could see those moves pretty quickly. But I would warn, though, not many people, as we had hoped, are actually getting vaccinated. The pace of vaccination accelerated after the unrest. We got to almost 300,000 per day, but it's actually dropped back in the past couple of days. So it seems to be a flurry after the first week after that unrest, but this week, I'd say numbers are a little bit disappointing, a little bit worrying, because it suggests herd immunity is going to take longer than we expected. But look, early days, these trends go up and down, so I'm not jumping to conclusions quite yet.
John, I agree with you. Let us just wait and see. Perhaps the pace of that vaccination will pick up once again. I think the last we heard from the president, we had reached around 240,000 daily, and the aim is to get it to 300. Let's hope that happens really soon, but we'll leave it there. So thanks much for your time, Mr. John Akains, who is the client strategist at RMB.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.